Not at that time, Pat. In 1951, we barely knew each other, and he didn't have too much better year than I did. In fact, he was, DeRocher had to give him pep talks all the time because he wasn't doing that great either. Afterwards, like 2 or 3 years later, when we both started having good years, and then like in 1956 when I won the Triple Crown, they started comparing Mays, Mantle, and Snyder. And that's about all you heard around town. You know, who was the best, Willie Mays or Mickey Mantle or Duke Snyder? And a lot of people ask me that nowadays as I go around to these card shows and in my restaurant here in town and everything. People ask me, say, who do you think was the best? And my answer is you got to look at the bottom line. And if you look at the bottom line, Willie had 660 home runs. He played 24 years, I think, almost unscarred. And I believe there was times when I was better than Willie or just as good. But on the whole, he was the out of the three, he was, you'd have to pick him as the best for lifetime.